This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. If you are also a woman who drives frequently through downtown Harrisonburg, you may have joined me in actually liking the light at the corner of Main and Bruce to turn red, so you can spend a minute or so checking out the latest women's fashion displays in the windows of the Yellow Button. I think it's safe to say that Harrisonburg has never been thought of as a fashion-forward shopping town. But the Yellow Button owner, Miranda Lancaster, exhibits a look and a style, both personally and professionally, that threatens to change the burg's conservative image.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
Where'd the name the Yellow Button come from?
I was very insistent upon having a name that I had never heard, that there was never a store ever in existence named this name. And everything, I think it's the same way, like a band name even. I mean, it's so hard to find something that isn't used at all. So whenever I am sad or having a bad day, I'll always try to find what I call a happy shirt to wear. And a lot of times it'll end up being something yellow, and I'll say, oh, this is yellow. It makes me so happy. And I've always collected buttons. Not collecting like rare buttons, but just I always keep them. Like when you get a button for a shirt, I always throw it in a jar and I would just have little containers full of buttons all over the place. And it almost was a joke when Chance suggested it. And I said, I really like
that. That's the husband,
yes.
Right?
So it was almost a joke at first, and then it kind of grew on me.
How would you compare Yellow Button look with La-Di-Da look?
I definitely think it's a little bit younger.
Yellow Button.
Yes, Yellow Button. And I did keep some of the brands that La-Di-Da carried, Free People being one of the main ones, and Fry Boots, which I've been a fan of forever. I just wanted to really make it my own and make it, you know, it's hard to open something that's already been in existence, a clothing store in existence in that space. And while you want to keep the loyal customers that are already coming there, so you don't want to change it too much, you still definitely want to feel like it's my own, it's me. When people come here, they, you know, they know that it's a reflection of what I love and what I think Harrisonburg is. And that, I think, is the really important part of where you open a store, is knowing your clientele. And when you don't live in the area where your store is, it's really hard. I mean, Harrisonburg is different even from Charlottesville or Winchester or any of the surrounding areas, and what people in Harrisonburg want is going to be different.
Who's your market? College students, mainly?
Well, being a business major, this is the worst thing ever that you could say. But honestly, I would say really from 20 to 45 is my main market. Mm-hmm. But even still, my mom is 60. She shops at the store, and there are many things that she won't buy that she thinks are too young for her. But I definitely try to have things that will appeal to all ages. And there are, I occasionally get a few girls that are in high school who will come in and look at our kind of cocktail dresses and end up buying a dress for homecoming. I definitely wouldn't say that I strive to pick out dresses for homecoming, but that does happen sometimes.
I think of Harrisonburg, where I dearly love living, but as a pretty conservative town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of Yellow Button as conservative. Maybe I've just lived in Harrisonburg too long. Can you sort of talk about that, running the kind of kicky clothing store with a lot of size 3 stuff in the window in a conservative town?
I definitely can see where many people would think that Harrisonburg is conservative. However, there is the college. And, for example, this week, there was a lacrosse camp going on at JMU, and there are all of these girls that are here for the lacrosse camp with their mothers most of the time. And I had a lot of moms everywhere from Connecticut, New Jersey, Northern Virginia that came in the store throughout the week. I would say that was majority of my sales this week were from people outside of the area.
Outside of Harrisonburg.
Mm-hmm. And then another huge clientele is Rosetta Stone employees, which are people who come from all over to work at Rosetta Stone, or recent JMU graduates that have stayed in town and are now working for Rosetta Stone. And I know that their dress code is pretty relaxed, business casual. And I think that we have a lot of girls that are wanting to express themselves in their clothing and not necessarily wear a suit, especially if they don't have to work. And just downtown residents, which I think that it is a lot of younger families and people who are graduating from JMU and getting jobs in the area and staying.
I want to talk a little bit about your physical space.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the racks of clothes and displays of clothes come across as just part of an overall look. You're nodding your head.
Yes.
I'm glad to see that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I definitely like everything to be very cohesive. If we move a piece of furniture or we'll have art, when we have a new artist for First Friday, for example, we will change the rack of clothing below it to make the colors on the rack match the colors that are in the piece of art. We definitely like the space to be, I don't even know what the word is, to cohesive, I would say. Like everything to go together, to work together. I try really hard for the artists that I get to have something that doesn't stand out against the clothing, that it meshes well together.
Everything complements.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get rid of the clothes. How'd you go about designing the space? What were you after?
As a few of my hometown friends who have come to visit, mm-hmm. they always say how comfortable they feel in the space. And not just my friends saying that, but other customers. Mm-hmm. They'll say, it's kind of like being in your bedroom. With clothes all around and, you know, cool eclectic furniture. I have probably at least two people every single day ask about the furniture that we have in the store, where I purchase it, how I refinished it, you know, what exactly the process was. And it's everything from, you know, Craigslist and finding a cool dresser that I drove up onto dirt roads through Elkton to go get for $40. And my husband sanded and we painted a cool bright turquoise color. And our window displays, we have a dresser that's all of the drawers are filled with succulents right now. Or my friend who is semi-permanently letting me borrow his bike wrapped in rope, which is in the window, which is always a huge conversation piece. And I've had many, many people ask if it's for sale. And a lot of people do, I mean, ask about purchasing the furniture in the store.
There's a definite style to the store, mm-hmm. it seems to me. Is that your style?
Obviously, I want the store to be a reflection of myself and what I like. But, and this is actually, I think, the hardest part, and a lot of people who ask me about going to market and say how fun going to market and choosing all the clothes must be, can be really difficult when you know that obviously you can't only appeal to one small niche group of people that want to dress exactly like myself. So you really do have to kind of put yourself outside of the situation and look and reflect back on, you know, when you went to this occasion, when you were out here, and really observing when you're out what other people are wearing. And sometimes it's a flop and sometimes I choose wrong. And, you know, those things have to go on sale and it stinks. But I like to think that I do a pretty good job at having a variety of clothes and colors that appeal to a pretty large audience.
Is your theory, because I asked you here today because I wanted to talk with you specifically about your display windows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a great strider. I stride around town. I'm always late. And they are stride stopping.
Oh.
I always have to stop and go, oh, look what that girl has done today.
And it's every Monday. Monday is our window day.
I know in theory in buying books, if you have a good cover, people will open the book and then they're much more likely to buy it. Is your theory if you get people to stop striding and look, they'll come in the store, and if they come in the store, they'll buy?
Yes, definitely. I 100% agree with that statement. It's always so nice if we go downtown for dinner and we're walking back to our house by the store. And I'll see girls, you know, standing and staring at the windows. But I'm like, that means we did a really good window. And I always joke that we know that we did a really good window when we hear beeping outside, because that means that someone is stopped at the red light and now the light has turned green and they have not noticed that the light has turned green because they're staring in the window. I even had someone post on Facebook the other day a picture of the window from their car saying, the only light I ever like to get stopped at, which is, I mean, it's very heartwarming when so many, and people who maybe are not really interested in the clothing that we sell have stopped in and even just said, you know, every week it's such a highlight of my week on Mondays when I drive by and get to see your windows that you change. It's kind of, if we don't change them on Monday, I feel as though people are going to be really saddened.
is what we expect to get us started in the week. All right, take me through the process. Is it a sort of hunt and peck method, or do you have a drawing of this is what's going in the window? How do you do this?
I am a terrible artist. So there's no drawing at all. But Melanie and I will usually, on Mondays, because it's one of our slower days, we will usually pick something that's obviously new. We want something that's new, something that we have multiple sizes in. So for one, we aren't constantly taking it out of the window for someone to try on. That definitely goes into play. And then we'll usually pick one specific piece that we really like or really want to show off. And then we'll base the other two outfits off of that one piece.
I should say you have two windows. You're on a corner.
Yes.
So
two windows, and there's three mannequins in each window.
Okay.
And each window has a different theme for the week or a different, you know, color combination. And it's usually just based upon colors. But sometimes what will inspire you for a window could even be a piece of jewelry, a really cool necklace with, say, it has four different colors in it, you know, orange and blue and purple. And then that could just be the basis of all orange, blue and purple pieces kind of meshing together and working somehow cohesively, even though you would think that it wouldn't be a likely combination. So that is kind of the start. But then there's also a lot of other things that go into play. For example, symmetry. Let's say your main piece you normally want to be in the middle. And if that is a pair of pants that's going with the outfit, then you either usually want a skirt or a dress on both sides or all pants. If it's a dress in the middle, then you really want the other two to be dresses or skirts or have them both be pants. So that kind of goes into play, or else when you go outside and you look at it, you feel like something's off balance, which drives me crazy. We try to do it otherwise sometimes, and we never end up liking it. And then there's a lot of, you know, putting something on a mannequin and running outside and looking at it from outside, because you can never tell when you're actually standing in the window. And occasionally there's the times where you go out and you just say, there's something about it. I hate them all. I don't like them. Let's start all over from scratch. But the outfits start it, and then accessories go from there, and kind of just building upon it. And then what we put on the other display pieces, what hat will hang from the handlebars of the bike, what things we'll put in the basket of the bike are all kind of like the last little details. I feel like my windows are really, really personal. And when you go outside and look at them, you see them in a certain way. And last night was my husband's birthday, and we were driving home from the chop house, and we cut down Bruce Street, and the light was green, which I was very disappointed because I wanted to be able to see my windows from a car. And now that I walk to work, I don't see them from the car view anymore. And it's a different view. And I think it's really important to be able to see standing, you know, if I'm walking by, what does it look like? If I'm driving by, what does it look like? And just being really, you know, you might say, oh, tomorrow, first thing when I get in there, I need to adjust the mannequin on the left. I feel like her necklace is off, or I need to add another necklace or some sort of detail to her. And there are certain weeks that we think they look good for the pieces that are in the window. They may not be our personal preference. And then there's some windows that every outfit is just something that you adore, and you're like, I want to be that mannequin. I want to wear all of those things. I'm your mannequin.
You'll find links to the Yellow Button Facebook page and website on the Spark page at WMRA.org.